We're talking mental health today, and this year has been a tough one for us all. According to research from the charity Mind, more than half of adults and over two-thirds of young people say their mental health got worse during lockdown. But what happens when you throw in sight loss into the mix? It's been a challenging time, but knowing that there's help and support out there can help you, which is why today I'm speaking with RNIB Specialist Lead for Counseling and Wellbeing, Amanda Hawkins. Thank you for your time today, Amanda.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's really good that we're talking about mental health. It's such an important part of life.
And we're also talking about quite a new resource that became available due to these challenging times, and it's the Emergency Mental Health Sessions.
That's right. Yeah, it's something that came about very much from responding to people in lockdown and listening to some of the calls coming in on the helpline and realizing the massive impact that COVID-19 was having on our community of blind and partially sighted people, and not knowing at that point how long it would go on, and we didn't have any answers to services and, you know, what was happening around us. It was just kind of confusion, and everyone's anxiety was really being lifted. So we put these emergency mental health sessions in just as a place to be heard and understood and try and sort out some strategies to kind of keep one sane during this mad time.
So how exactly does a session like that look?
Basically, you get booked in for an emergency mental health session, and that you can get booked in a variety of different ways. Probably the quickest way is to come through our helpline and say that you're interested in booking in for an emergency mental health session. They'll take some details and send off a referral form. The idea about these is that they're very quick, so we want to turn them around in 1 or 2 days. So we don't want people waiting weeks to talk. You know, it's literally a couple of day turnaround. And then a sort of pre-agreed time, one of our counsellors will call you and just give you an hour of active listening. And I think that's kind of what's missing at the moment, is we're all busy, either we're on our own or we're busy trying to make things work in a different way. And all of these anxieties are building up. Sometimes we just need to take time out and say, okay, I'm aware that I've started to feel a bit more anxious, or I'm really worried about, you know, the fact that I can't get into my eye appointments, and this is going to affect my eye, and I've been told no from a medical point of view, but actually I'm still really anxious about it, and I don't know when I'll be able to return to normal, or I'm really missing my grandchildren or my friends and family, and I'm feeling alone, and I don't like that feeling of loneliness. There's lots of different feelings that come up, but just having an hour to talk about it with a counsellor and try and find some solutions to make yourself feel a little bit better, whether or not that's just relaxing or finding things that, you know, that give you pleasure, or just giving yourself permission to do things differently rather than thinking you have to keep your life the same while this is going on. So there's a variety of different things that to talk about, but you just get an hour with a counsellor to just debrief and just find some perspective on some of that stuff that maybe that's in your head.
And are these sessions available to anyone?
Is anyone that's affected by sight loss? Yeah, absolutely. So some of the people that have come through to us have been people, have parents with sight loss, perhaps, and they've been in a care home and they've been really worried about the care their loved ones are getting. So, you know, we want to support people like that as well. Some of the concerns that we've had have been from young people who've been in university and then had to come home and not sure if they're going to get back to a university setting, and the impact on their life of feeling like their life's just started and now that's been stopped. So it really is available to anyone, whatever your concern is around, you know, the COVID-19 and your sight loss, how that's impacting on you. These are the sort of things you can bring to an emergency mental health session, and they're completely free. They're with a qualified counsellor. They're delivered on the telephone, so you just need to find a quiet space. And what we're finding is that people just need this time to vent, perhaps out of their family, because they're trying to maybe maintain, you know, keeping a happy face on, as most of us are, aren't we? Oh, well, we're back into lockdown, you know, but we're going to be fine. That's what we need to do. But sometimes we just need a little corner to go away and say, oh, but actually, I'm feeling a little bit shaky about this. And this is your space to do that.
And the amazing thing about these sessions is the counsellors are not just your regular counsellors. They're trained in talking about sight loss and understanding everything that kind of comes with sight loss and the diagnosis.
Absolutely, yep. So everyone that we're using to book to do these sessions have had a thorough training around sight loss conditions, you know, the impact of sight loss, and what that means for somebody to live with that. So yeah, they have a full understanding of the range of issues that can impact. And of course, you know, they themselves, as we all are experiencing COVID. So I think it's about bringing all of that into that mix and saying, how can we get through this? And sometimes it's just really simple stuff. You know, it's like, actually, you don't have to worry about that bit right now. Let's just focus on these couple of things here. How can we get you some support around that? And sometimes we just don't give ourselves time to think through issues and we push them away, and then they end up invading our sleep and worrying about them and dreaming about them. So it's just a way of keeping healthy during this elongated state that we find ourselves in.
So just one more time, what would be the best way to sign up to a session like that?
I think the best route for most people would be to go through the helpline at this stage. That if you just phone in and say you're interested in an emergency mental health session, they should be able to take your details and we'll get back to you and book you straight in.
So the helpline number is 0303-123-9999, and the RNIB website is just rnib.org.uk, and you'll be able to find some other resources around well-being, mental health, as well as coronavirus. But in the meantime, Amanda Hawkins, Specialist Lead of Counseling and Well-being at RNIB, thank you for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.